A Wisconsin state agency will learn today whether it's acting in contempt of court because it's enforcing Act 10. The law dismantled collective bargaining rights for most public workers about 2 years ago. A number of lawsuits have been filed against Act 10. Judges have upheld some arguments and struck down others. WUWM's Marty Michelson joins me in the studio to explain the case in the news today. Good morning, Marty.
Good morning, Bob.
Well, there seem to be multiple strands running through this issue.
There have been layers in federal court and layers in state court. On the docket today is a ruling from a state appeals court.
What is the background of that case?
In 2011, Madison teachers and Milwaukee city workers filed suit against Act 10, claiming it violates their rights to free speech and association. Last year, Circuit Judge Juan Colas agreed and said Act 10 should only remain in place for state workers, not local. Now the law requires union members to vote every year whether to keep their union, and the Wisconsin Employee Relations Commission must oversee the process. It has continued holding elections for local unions, despite the judge's ruling, so he recently declared the agency in contempt of court. State attorneys appealed, and today an appeals court plans to announce its opinion on the contempt issue.
So what happens if the appeals court finds the commission in contempt?
Well, the commission has insisted its job is to enforce Act 10 because it remains state law. Perhaps the Justice Department would provide guidance because there would certainly be confusion over the status of local public unions. But I think a sure bet is that the department will urge the Wisconsin Supreme Court to rule.
Could you update us briefly on the status of other challenges to Act 10, Marty?
Well, when it comes to lawsuits filed in state court, then Dane County Executive Kathleen Falk filed the first in 2011. The judge dismissed the suit, ruling that an arm of government cannot challenge the constitutionality of a state law. So then later, the Dane County District Attorney filed a second suit against the process that legislative leaders used in advancing Act 10. That case went up to the Wisconsin Supreme Court, and it decided the legislature did not violate the open meetings law.
So state courts upheld Act 10 twice. What followed?
Two lawsuits were filed then in federal court. In July of 2011, two Dane County unions sued, claiming Act 10 violates workers' First Amendment rights to free association. Federal Judge William Conley dismissed the suit, ruling the plaintiffs did not meet the burden of proof. During the same period, the state teachers union and others filed suit, claiming Act 10 favors some public employees over others because it exempts police and firefighters. Judge Conley agreed and struck down parts of the law. However, a federal appeals court reversed the judge's decision in January of this year.
Two federal cases have also leaned in favor of Act 10. Again, what are we waiting for today?
A state appeals court is supposed to rule whether the Wisconsin Employee Relations Commission is acting in contempt of court for holding public union elections at the local level. A circuit court judge declared that Act 10 and its requirement for annual recertification should not apply to local government workers.
Now, there is at least one more court action scheduled then.
That's right. Next Monday, the state Supreme Court will again get involved in Act 10. It will hear oral arguments and will eventually decide whether to uphold or overturn Judge Colas's ruling that the law should not apply to local public workers.
Thanks, Marty.
You're welcome, Bob.
Marty Michelson with a look back, a look at, and a look forward to what's next regarding Act 10 in Wisconsin.